Our processional hymn this morning is 439. 439 in our ELW. Let us rise as able. St. John's Lutheran Church here in American Falls, Idaho, on this 22nd Sunday after Pentecost. Our appointed liturgy is found in our bulletins. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is 669. 669. Inspire us for a holy life here and bring us to the joy of the resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
The first reading is from Job chapter 19, verses 23 through 27. Oh, that my words were written down. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and with lead they were engraved on a rock forever. For I know that my vindicator lives and that in the end he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, then in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see on my side, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today is Psalm 17, verses 1 through 9. If you'll join me in the indented portion. Hear a just cause, O Lord, attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer from lips free of deceit. From you let my vindication come. Let your eyes see the right. If you try my heart, if you visit me by night, if you test me, you will find no wickedness in me. My mouth does not transgress. As for what others do by the word of your lips, I have avoided the ways of the violent. My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me. Hear my words. Wondrously show your steadfast love, O Savior of those who seek refuge from their adversaries at your right hand. Guard me as the apple of the eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who despoil me, my deadly enemies who surround me. The second reading is from 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 1 through 5 and 13 through 17. As to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him, we beg you, brothers and sisters, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as though from us to the effect that the day of the Lord is already here. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first and the lawless one is revealed, the one destined for destruction. He opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, declaring himself to be God. Do you not remember that I told you these things when I was still with you? But we must always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and through belief in the truth. For this purpose he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by your letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and through grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope, comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Some Sadducees, those who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and asked him a question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married and died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and so in the same way, all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had married her. Jesus said to them, well, those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die anymore because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is God, not of the dead, but of the living. For to him all of them are alive. The Gospel of the Lord.
And now, O Lord, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. You know, I don't want to rush the Advent or Christmas seasons and the high holy days of those times or anything like that. But today I will start by pointing out Advent begins this month, you know. Yes, November 30th is only 3 weeks from today. It is the first Sunday of Advent, 3 weeks from now. And what that has to do with today's gospel lesson is that we are nearing the end. We are in chapter 20 of Luke's 24 chapters of this liturgical year, which began last Advent. Chapter 20 today in St. Luke tells of some adversaries of Jesus who were called the Sadducees. And be assured, the Sadducees were a group within the Jewish people who were at odds with the Pharisees, who were often at odds with each other. And then there were the Essenes, who were so at odds with the Pharisees and the Sadducees that they had grouped out in the desert, near the Dead Sea, away from the others and the rest of the world, so isolated that they never appear in Holy Scripture at all. But often as not, these scribes, these Pharisees, and these Sadducees were hoping to call Jesus, the increasingly popular rabbi and preacher, into their camp against the others. It would seem that Jesus seldom failed to disappoint when he would rebuff their efforts. And now Jesus joined all of their lists as the enemy and a heretic. And knowing this background should make the New Testament come alive with its, what I think, rather contemporary flavor, wouldn't you think? The Sadducees. Now these were Jews who did not accept the prophets after Moses as Holy Scripture, and who only affirmed Torah. That is the first five books of Moses, the first five books in the Jewish and Christian Bible. Their only recognized lawgiver and prophet was Moses. That's it. So talk among other Jews of a coming kingdom, a resurrection, a life beyond was nonsense to the Sadducee. God, they maintained, who in Torah is called Elohim Hayam in Hebrew, God only of the living, as Elohim, a title, by the way, not a proper name like, say, Ringo, George, or John, or Paul. Elohim, a title, meaning God, and Hayam, meaning living, is a descriptor, much like if I were to say the President of the United States. He has a name, but that's not his name. It's a title. It's a descriptor. Last year, his name was Joe. This year, it's Donald. Elohim Hayam, as found in Torah, is not, to the Sadducees, a God of the dead. He is God of the living and only the living. And resurrection to them is a fiction, tacked on later by other prophets. And so they set the trap. They asked Jesus about a woman who, being widowed seven times and remarried six in a desperate attempt to produce a son to take care of her as is prescribed in the book of Leviticus, since that was the ancient Middle East's answer to the social security system, and not just among the Jews, by the way. Whose wife is she in this resurrection the Sadducees don't believe in? And in postulating this scenario, surely Jesus had to see the absurdity of such a doctrine or teaching as the resurrection. Well, they had met their match in Jesus. Jesus affirmed that marriage has a role in this age, a sacred role, the age we're in. Let's keep in mind that Jesus' first miracle was performed at a wedding in Cana, after all, when he turned ordinary ritual cleansing water into about 180 gallons of wine. Jesus is no enemy of wine or weddings. Jesus was no aesthetic and affirmed the goodness that is marriage, weddings, and wine, served and enjoyed. Jesus affirms marriage in this age where we live now. In fact, at Jewish weddings to this day, the wine is raised in glasses and the couple is toasted with L'chaim, to life. Elohim Chaya, the God of life. But using their own scriptures and his, Jesus turns their argument on them and points out that the God of life, Elohim Chaya, is the God of Moses, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So they are still living. Jesus then expands and tells that the life to come, the age to come, which includes us, is not a continuation exactly of this life as we know it now, but is a better life, where relationship, essential in our current age, will be and is essential as good, but changed in the age to come. Relationship in the age to come, the resurrection, if you will, is akin to being as siblings with God, Elohim Hayam, his title, by the way, and again, not his name, as our Father. Now, referring to God as Father seems second nature to Christians, as disciples of Jesus who pray, Our Father. But that would have been jarring unto blasphemy to most any Jew in Jesus' day, Pharisee, Sadducee, or Essene, or other. Jesus overturned more tables than just those in the temple. But I'm getting ahead of the story in St. Luke. That's to come. The life to come is the goal of the current age. But the current age, which is good and not so good, is so different from the age to come as the seed is from the plant that results. And it's just as good and so essential as the seed is to the plant. But the seed is not the plant. Our relationships in this life are essential in this life and in the life to come, but not to be our final destination as we begin, even here and now, our transition into the final age as sons and daughters, adopted sons and daughters of Him who is the ground of all being, our Lord, our God, our Father who is love itself, as manifest in the life, the death, the resurrection, and ascension of God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Relationships matter. The final, the ultimate, is when God is indeed God and nothing else God, and we gather in adoration before God, who has adopted us in love as our Father, the Eternal One, the Eternal Father of us all, forever.
Let us rise as we are able and say together the words of our faith as found in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scripture. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Gathered with one voice, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all who are in need. God, our Redeemer, bless your Church Universal and its leaders. Set all hearts on you from generation to generation in anticipation of Christ's return. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of life, we give thanks for the fruits and grains of harvest, for rivers and streams, for all that is made of rock and iron. Renew the earth's resources and the lands from which they come. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of justice, we give thanks for the service veterans and pray for those needing support for wounds of any kind. Strengthen those charged with the governance and protection of vulnerable populations. Bring an end to war throughout the world. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God who leads us to belief and truth, we give thanks that you are always and already here. Nurture and support those who are unsteady in mind, unsafe in spirit, or unwell in body, especially those we lift up to you now in our comfort those who suffer from trauma and exposure to traumatic events. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God who gathers us together, we give thanks for our pastors and deacons, teachers and musicians, administrators and building caretakers. May they find joy in leadership as we grow in faith together. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of saints, we give thanks for all who have died in faith, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Uplift us as we honor their memory and await your coming in glory. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We offer these and all our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your grace and unyielding love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated.
I'm sad about that. I'm really sad. Anybody out here want to come play at my house? All right. Yeah, we'll have fun. We'll all be children together. All right.
Amen.
Go on, my little monkeys. No, I haven't had.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are here, visiting here, and with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Ashlyn Gehring, Eddie Strom, Timothy Kress Wittenhagen, Aaron Kress, Deanna Schritter. Happy birthday this week to Ron Turner, Kimber Domchowski, Josh Unruh, Evelyn Mickelson, Virginia Gull Ruff, Erica Meadows. Altar flowers are given in loving celebration for Honey Allen's birthday and Dustin and Honey Allen's anniversary. Love, Sid and Marilyn Allen. And we have another announcement.
And it's me again. Last week we talked about the social concerns in our community. I met again with the school leaders. On Tuesday we packed 40 boxes of food that could help 20 families. We were able to reach out to the food bank and to the Bishop's Storehouse and get things for the families that are in need. We've worked on a system now, how to better vet the families in need, how to better serve them. I noticed that when we were packing these boxes that were supposed to be for 2 weeks, that each box got a pound of chicken frozen, a pound of frozen hamburger, one can of tuna, and one can of chicken for their boxes that lasted them 2 weeks. Now, I'm a lazy cook, and I don't know how you make that food stretch over 2 weeks. Yes, they had flour. Yes, they had vegetables. Yes, they had soup. But I wouldn't be able to cook that way. So the best thing you can do is if you want to donate food, it can be left here. If you don't want to go, the school district office is open 8 to 4, 5 days a week. Someone there can help you if you take frozen foods. You know, the mothers were most joyful to see fruit. There was boxes of apples that people picked off their trees and had. They were joyful to see fruit. So any of those type of things, you can take to the school district office and we will get them boxed. Now, getting them boxed. This last week I went and helped, but it was mostly community partners, school district employees that we did the packing and the stuff. So on Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock, we will be packing boxes again. Any physical help that you can offer to us on Tuesday mornings at 10 o'clock at the district office, we will be packing those boxes and then they will be distributed that afternoon. Thanks, guys.
Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections to the ones found there? Okay, at this time we will collect the offering. Thank you.
Let the vineyards be fruitful. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Your beloved Son, whom you sent in this end of the ages to save and redeem us and to proclaim to us your... He is your word inseparable from you, through whom you created all things and in whom you take delight. He is your word sent from heaven to a virgin's womb. He there took on our nature and our lot and was shown forth as your Son. Born of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, he, our Lord Jesus, fulfilled all your will and won for you a holy people. He stretched out his hands in suffering in order to free from suffering those who trust you. He is the one who handed over to death, a death he freely accepted in order to destroy death, to break the bonds of the evil one, to crush hell underfoot, to give light to the righteous, to establish his covenant, and to show forth the resurrection, taking bread and giving thanks to you, said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering then his death and resurrection, we take this bread and cup, giving you thanks that you have made us worthy to stand before you and to serve you as your priestly people. Send your Spirit upon these gifts of your church, gather into one all who share this bread and wine. Fill us with your Holy Spirit to establish our faith in truth, that we may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, through whom all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Jesus has taught us, we are privileged to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who invites you to receive him this morning in this sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from doing so this morning. Strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us rise as we're able. Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional out into the world to love and serve is number 815.
Thank you.
peace to love and serve the Lord.